Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And on that note, as always, on a weekly basis, we are blessed with the presence of Ant van Rensburg, who is the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hello, Ant, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Just fantastic. We are talking about connecting and communicating and speech development of babies. So obviously me and you, we love talking. So it's an easy topic to talk about.
Absolutely. And in our experience, it ties in with what Megan also said. We noticed that many children aged 2, 3 and above will come to our clinic, and the parents are struggling to wean them off of a pacifier, off of a dummy. And it becomes a comfort tool that children use. It's a sense of comfort and a sense of security. And the older a child becomes, often the more difficult it becomes for them to stop using a dummy. And it can have a huge impact on their speech and on their jaw development, later in life especially. But also, as nurses, we understand why it is difficult. So many times parents fear that they'll be judged for their children still using a dummy, where this is not actually the case. Nobody is allowed to judge you for that, because it's easier said than done.
That's really true. And I mean, I've helped clients where I've had a 7-year-old who was still using dummies, not at school or anything like that, but as soon as they got home, they still had a dummy. And in the end of the day, it's like you said, become such a comfort for them. And you say it's easier said than done. And in some ways, it is just sometimes taking it away. Explaining to them why it needs to be taken away and making a whole thing about it of taking it away in a positive way, not in a negative way.
Absolutely. And the one benefit of dealing with a child that's a little bit older is that you can explain to them why you are taking it away in words that they will understand, in a way that they'll understand. And again, it's easier said than done, but parents should never feel that we will judge them, that they'll be judged for that. Unfortunately, in reality, it does happen that other parents or sometimes a healthcare worker will say, but why is your child still using a dummy? But what's really important to understand is that you are not alone. It's not something that is only happening to you or only happening to your child. You're not doing anything wrong. And many times when children are very anxious, and sometimes children are anxious and we don't always understand why, they come from very stable households and they are quite anxious, then they also tend to need something that brings them comfort. And unfortunately, many times when these pacifiers or dummies are taken away, children start to thumb suck, and it creates also a problem. So sometimes there's an underlying anxiety that needs to be treated or addressed. So it's important to know that if you are really struggling to stop your child from using a dummy, and it's something that's ongoing, it's continuing, that there might be another issue that needs to be addressed. But in general terms, if you need any help with this, if you need any advice, you're welcome to visit one of our clinics, and we can definitely assist with advice on what to do.
And I mean, you can just hear every week when we speak to Ants, this is the type of compassion and knowledge that comes with the Dis-Chem Baby City clinics and their staff, is that they're all knowledgeable, non-judgmental and compassionate and empathetic. And that's what you want. And if you're going for regular checkups at your pharmacies or at Baby City, I think you can actually nip this in the bud quicker rather than later. As always, Ant, it was fantastic to have you. I'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you, Landy. Speak to you again next week. Take care.
Bye.